this is Kaylee Watts from Bellacoola, BC, and you're listening to Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
So good, feeling like a sweet thing, hitting with a 1-2, go hard when the beat breaks. I came to dance, came for a good time, ain't nothing gonna get in my way. I suggest you keep up,
hey you,
my kind of dude,
get close, yeah, no don't be scared, I won't fight.
Can you keep up for the whole night?
I don't think I'll slow down.
Too excited, let's cause a scene. Where am I going next? Yeah. You bad with the footwork. Yeah. So smooth on your two-step. I came to dance. Came for a good time. Ain't nothing gonna get in my way. Hey. I suggest you keep up.
Hey, you.
My kind of good.
You bad, you lead the way, I follow.
You're doing good.
I got you.
Don't think I'll slow down. I came to dance. Came for a good time. Ain't nothing gonna get in my way. Hey. I suggest you hold on. I can see that you like me. I'm really don't get too excited, let's cause a scene.
South London, that is Kay Young, a London-based multi-genre artist who released this song, The Way You Look At Me, on her first EP back in 2001. Born into a musical family, Kay decided against academia and pursued music instead, gaining attention from an American rapper. Guess who it was? It was Jay-Z, and she signed to his Rock Nation label. And now it is time for Grammy Award-winning rock group, The War on Drugs. It is a standalone single that they put out in 2017. War on Drugs is from Philly, and I kind of hear them as like a modern Dead and Co., but some people don't agree with me. You be the judge for yourself. Here is Holding on the Jukebox.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
And try too hard to make a stepping stone into a abandoned place, but in time our best laid plans succumb to eyes of fate. That I still contain all the love, all the pain, and the echo of those days.
That's a brand new single from Oshawa artist Daniel Raymond, and it's called Peterborough. He's an indie folk singer-songwriter who's been on the scene for a little while now. It's a mid-tempo ballad and blend of indie folk and Americana. It reflects on his musical formative years. My name is Julian Taylor. You're listening to The Jukebox. Thanks for tuning in to the show. We have some music from a wonderful artist who comes from London, Islington to be exact, by the name of Gene Arabombo. We also have music from Jar Carrier with a song called Honeybees. And sorry, the song from Gene is called Paradise. Jar is an artist who is from Edmonton, Alberta, a singer-songwriter who is Cree and from the Cumberland House Cree Nation. The Northwest Kid is on the show with a song called Sacred Trust. This is a brand new release from the Saskatoon-based artist who cut his teeth in Vancouver, BC, as one half of the hip-hop duo called Mob Bounce. Let's get things rolling with a really cool experimental thing. The song is called Deathless, and it's by Kamasi Washington and Ebe from Paris, France. This is a French-Cuban twin duo who joined the wonderful saxophonist Kamasi, who is really taking the old tradition from, you know, John Coltrane and Sonny Rollins and bringing it into the future. So I hope you love this song. It's called Deathless. I said it. All right, didn't I? Deathless. Here it is on the jukebox.
I know, 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 Hi, this is Indidio, and you are listening to Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
You got me on my knees like a prayer. Breathe your blessings on me. With a lick of a lips, your wax crawls into spaces. Energy only horses can feel. How different is to be seen, the real me. To be set free.
Like the sun crossing the sky, the sun away, your past is an illusion.
Hi, I'm Julian Taylor, and I would like to congratulate Yamaha Guitars Canada on their 60th anniversary in 2026. Keep your eyes and ears tuned to the jukebox as we have some fun stuff coming up.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. During the summer, stacks of envelopes arrive at a lab in upstate New York. Inside are ticks that people pulled off their bodies after spending time outside.
And then we tell them what tick species it was, what life cycle stage it was, and what pathogen it carried.
Sarah Vanantungamani runs the Upstate Tick Testing Laboratory at SUNY Upstate Medical University. He says tick populations are expanding in many parts of the Northeast, largely because of climate change. As temperatures warm, ticks can survive in some areas that were once too cold for them and stay active longer in the year. Climate change is also shifting the geographic range of some of the animals ticks feed on.
When this wildlife moves to a different geographic area, the ticks are carried along with them as well.
Since 2019, his team has tested more than 30,000 ticks, mostly from New York. They found that about a third carried one or more pathogens, like the bacteria that causes Lyme disease, the virus that causes tick-borne encephalitis, or the parasite that causes babesiosis. So the lab gives people information they can share with their doctor, and it also gives scientists data to track the changing risks as the climate warms. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Breathe easier with a new Tech2Go item. Carbon dioxide monitors, now available at your local Surrey Library branches. These easy-to-use CO2 monitors help check indoor air quality and beep when carbon dioxide levels increase, letting you know when it's time to open a window or to step outside. The monitors can be used at home, in the office, in the classroom, or in the car. The monitor also shows the temperature, humidity, and air pressure of the space you are currently in. With a CO2 monitor, it's easier than ever to make quick, simple choices to bring in more fresh air at home or on the go. Try one now and see how good ventilation supports comfort and well-being. Borrow a CO2 monitor for up to 21 days. Your kit includes an RNET 4 CO2 monitor, a quick start guide, and a case. Available to pick up at any Surrey Library branches. Borrow a CO2 monitor today and start breathing easier. For more information, please visit surreylibraries.ca/tech-go to see the full collection.
CO2 monitors are not carbon monoxide detectors and are not life safety devices.